Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Have you guys seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt, staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looked more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix it with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike the other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade, has hundreds of five-star reviews. I love the taste of this. I love the way that I feel after drinking it. I've never felt better. My digestion is smoother, body looks leaner, I have energy all day. I just feel younger. And the flavor is so much better than other green drinks. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful for up to 44% off your regular price order. Every purchase is packed with a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, boosts of energy, and overall a healthier body, go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Fightful today.
What's up, everyone? Hello, everybody. Our Colliders, it is April 13th, 2024. Welcome to the Collision and Battle of the Belts post show. My name is Cresta Starr, and I'm here with the beautiful, the illustrious, our dark maiden, Iridian.
Cresta, could you believe that not even a week ago, we were together in the club, partying, having a good old time, and I am so glad that I got to meet you. Super exciting. It was a great time. And I'm super excited that we're chatting now back at, you know, just what we love, you know, wrestling.
I'm here for the Graps. I've been on Fightful all day. I was on Grap City earlier. And here I am today pulling double duty. And where's Rick? Where's Rick? Rick was at the show, y'all. He gets a pass this one time. But Rick, we...
And it's his birthday. So... We'll give him a pass.
We'll give him a pass. If Rick pops up, he said he might be doing a little on the coverage ground. If he pops up, we're all going to wish him a happy birthday and cook him just a touch. Not a lot, just a touch.
A little bit.
But we are going to start cooking on this AEW Collision, ladies and gentlemen. We got 3 hours of wrestling, which in my personal opinion should be made illegal for non-pay-per-view purposes. This is too long. I couldn't even enjoy the last match because I am tired. So if we power through this and you get a power hour, don't be mad, but we're happy that you're here. And if you're happy that you're here, give us a thumbs up. Go ahead and subscribe to Fightful Select, the best $5 in the business. It'll give you all the scoops. They got scoops. I don't know what scoops they got because I'm not the scoops guy. That's Sean Ross Sapp. But they got Axe Grapsity. And if you ask guys real nicely, and you might do an Axe Crest the Star, I'll give you stuff, but I don't know what I'm going to give you.
It's going to be a surprise. It's a little grab bag.
Little grab bag. Like, ask Cressa, like, what did you think of tonight's match? Watch the show. That's what I thought of tonight's match. Also, if you're really feeling fancy, go ahead and give us a super chat if you want to join in on the conversation. Any comment amount, dollar amount, gets it read on air. We also have Humper Chats, humperchats.com. You go there and type your dollar amount. We just get to keep a little bit more of the proceeds. And it helps keep the lights on. It helps me and Iridian get paid. It helps you guys get these scoops. So let's get into Collision. First, let me ask you, Iridian, what did you think of Collision this evening?
Man, I think Collision had some gems, right? But I think overall, it wasn't my favorite Collision that I've seen. I think it was kind of like in the middle. I would maybe rate it like a 5.7 out of 10. I don't know if that's close to what you would rate it. But I thought the best match of the night definitely had to go to BCC versus Kyle and Hobbs. I thought that match took the cake.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to hold you. That match, that opening BCC match was great, but I was exhausted by the end of it. And then I really couldn't enjoy the Athena Velvet match because by the time we got to it, I'm tired. You know what I mean? And it's not fair. It's not fair. I think overall Collision was okay, but 3 hours is just too long. Too long.
Yeah.
And Battle of the Belts, there was two championship matches and one eliminator contenders match, which doesn't, I don't understand. I don't understand.
And we'll get to that because, you know, people have their feelings about Battle of the Belts, but Collision, I'm waiting for the promos to start back up, you know, like how they used to, and people would just cut their promo of who's going to fight tonight. And that still has not happened. And now we got Daddy Magic with Tony Schiavone doing commentary all night, which I thought that was a nice surprise.
I didn't hate it. I kind of lived for it. They do need a third voice because both of them were like, what are these moves? You better call Excalibur.
So I thought that was hilarious because Nigel was missing tonight. I don't know what he was doing. Probably he was at the club doing something.
He was doing magic.
But man, that was a really nice reference to Excalibur. But it's interesting because Daddy Magic is also a wrestler, so he should know the names of the moves.
Listen, just because I be on podcasts don't mean I listen to him. Just because I'm a wrestler don't mean I know what's up. You know what I mean? I just work here, dog. I just work here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get into the work. But before we really do that, Iridian, I'm going to ask you one time and one time only. Do you want to talk about that CC footage or not? Spend 5 minutes at best. If you don't want to, we're getting right into it.
Let's do it. Do you want to talk about it? I'm down. I was here for it.
I lived. You are the only other person I know who lived for it.
I was gagged because I thought, honestly, that they were not going to show it. I'm like, it's going to be a skit. It's going to be something. I don't know what it's going to be. But when they started rolling the thing and it was security footage, I was like, and I really thought
we were going to get, what's his name? Oh my God, Brandon Cutler. Like, from the what I thought was going to happen didn't happen. And when the CC footage happened, I really showed, I was like, oh, this is a professional wrestler, baby.
Yes. So someone in the comments is saying that I was cheering for Jack. Absolutely. Yesterday, I was at Windy City Riot. Mr. Jack Perry himself came out with the Chicago flag. I said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm here for it. His jacket said, Cry Me a River. I was applauding. I was a fan. I was ready to buy a t-shirt, but they were all sold out on his website. So now I got to wait for them to restock. But that footage was insane. And I was here for it. I live for the cheese, man. I live for the backstage gossip. Give me
Come
more.
Come on now.
Give me more.
People are like, well, it's too late. This is bringing up old feelings. And I can understand and recognize that. Mm-hmm. But I also understand this is a professional wrestling company. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use, if I'm going to make rock stew, I'm going to use these rocks. Yeah. I'm going to use these rocks. And was it childish? Yes. Mm-hmm. But I've seen worse. I've seen worse on AEW. I've seen where Cody smashed the throne with a sledgehammer and damn near ran it over with the same DX tank. And what is he doing now? Champion of that same company was talking crap on you. Just laugh.
You know what? I think it was like a lose-lose situation, right? Because if they didn't put it out, people were always going to say, well, we haven't seen the footage. We don't really know what happens. But also, now look at how people are acting. Not me, though. I'm here for it. Give me more footage. Give me all the footage all the time.
The only adult thing I have to say about it is the lesson and the takeaway here. You can't choke your coworkers.
Don't do it. Don't recommend it, guys.
You can think it, but don't choke you. It's not, assault is assault, and that's no laughing matter. Don't choke your coworkers. But also in the context of wrestling, yo, y'all are petty, and that's funny. Grow up, dude. But actually, don't grow up, dude.
just walk away next time. Just walk away.
Don't grow up, but grow up. All right, that's it. That's the 5 minutes. We're not talking about it no more. I'm sure you get your discourse elsewhere about it. I'm glad I found someone else who thought it was just this was jokes.
Right. It was good.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, first match of tonight on AEW Collision, we start off with a promo from Bryan Danielson and Claudio Castagnoli, pretty much saying we're going to heck you up, Don Callis family. You got any notes on that?
Yeah, the fact that Claudio was like, it's not going to fly, all right? Bryan Danielson said, violence is our specialty, and we knew that already. I don't think he had to, like, reiterate it, but I immediately went to, like, oh, no, there's going to be blood. So I don't know if that's where you went immediately, because we're the same with with that, but I was just a little scared. I'm like, okay, I think they mean business tonight.
Oh, and speaking of people that mean business, ladies and gentlemen, don't drive in Discord. I mean...
Hey, nobody pay attention to what I'm doing, okay? Just nobody pay attention. Like, I'm keeping eyes on the road.
How was the show, Rick? Our eyes on the ground. Rick in the street.
Oh, what's the word?
Rick trying to merge on the I-75 North at the moment, but I'm here. And, the show was enjoyable. A little long. And then they, after it ended, it didn't end. They just started, like, doing more Ring of Honor matches. And I'm like, Tony Khan, you're crazy. I'm out of here.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm old now. Like, I am old as hell. And I can't be watching no wrestling after 11 o'clock. I'm done.
He said, Tony Khan, I'm old. I'm sorry. I got to go. Sorry.
Did they have matches before this Collision?
Yes. No? Yeah, they filmed 3 or 4 matches for Ring of Honor. Then they did All of Collision, Battle of the Belts, and then they started taping more matches for Ring of Honor. And I'm like, I'm out. I tap. I'm good. I'm ready to roll. Like, truth be told, I would have left if, like, whenever Athena and Red Velvet were going to go on, that was my last match of the night. I had decided.
That's a respectable answer. That's a respectable answer. Yeah. That is a very respectable answer.
And, of course, Tony Khan, being the crafty MF-er that he is, decides to put that on the main event because he knows that I would have ducked out after that match, and I can't bitch about it either because it's like, yay, women, main event, woo! So then I become a hypocrite if I complain, but I'm not going to.
And no one likes those guys. Well, we also want to say happy birthday, Rick.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday. Everybody in the chat, sing 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Happy, wait, you got hit it with happy birthday to you.
Everybody in the chat. How do we chat sing?
Everybody start typing away one letter at a time.
One letter at a time. Someone type H, the next one types A, the other person types P, keep it going.
Oh my goodness. How are we, ladies? How the hell, by the way, did we all miss each other in Philadelphia?
Okay, we were just talking about this. I'm like, Cresta, could you believe last week you and I were in the club together? And then, Rick, where were you? Not in the club with us.
No one invited me to a club.
It was Wale Mania. The invite was out there.
Okay. I gotcha. I missed out on that. Yeah.
I think we just all had completely different schedules and geez, it was crazy. Philly was intense, but we still have so many other opportunities.
Yeah. If it wasn't for, like, literally bumping into her, I would have missed Kate completely. We just happened to both be at WWE World at the same time. Like, just killing time before Monday Night Raw. Like, so
Monday?
Say it again?
You stayed till Monday?
Oh, yeah, I'm insane.
Wow, that's
great.
Girls,
I just attended my 6th wrestling show in a week. I am committed like you read about.
That's crazy. It's
still real to him, damn it.
But I finally draw the line at extra Ring of Honor matches.
He said, I draw the line. It has to stop somewhere. When will the madness stop? I can get jiggy with the CC footage, but I cannot get jiggy with extra Ring of Honor. I got to go home. I'm tired. I have a family.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, Rick, out of 10, what would you give the show overall tonight?
Man. I give it about a 6.5 or a 7.
Okay, that's high.
There wasn't a whole lot that I was like, outside of the ladies' matches, I wasn't really emotionally invested in any of it. But the main event for Collision still slapped. Claudio is incredible. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to complain about getting to watch Bryan Danielson do his work in person, especially since I know those dates are limited now. But I'll say this much. Tony and Azuma had, they killed it. And then Athena and Red Velvet cooked, pun intended, at the end of the night. I'm a happy guy. Like, and those promos, by the way, tonight by Serena Deeb and Thunder Rosa both, it was a good night for the ladies. Yeah. I can't. It's like Tony Khan knew it was my birthday or something. Like he put on he had quality women's wrestling content tonight, outside of the HLA. I don't know how I feel about the HLA, but you know, it is what it is.
So, Rick, in the chat, people are talking about Athena and that she might have been injured. Did you see any of that?
I did not, no.
Okay.
No.
Athena might just be a really good seller like Nick Nemeth, because I'd be thinking Nick Nemeth is dead every match, and she just might be a good seller. Kyle O'Reilly as well, because Kyle O'Reilly looks like he dies almost every match, and he walks it off like it's nothing.
Yeah.
Rick, we had just talked about the CC footage. We spent no more than 5 minutes on it. Since you're here, we would like to add an additional 2 minutes to the clock if you want to spend that much time on it.
And
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, we saw it. Cool. like seriously, I don't know what it accomplished, if anything, because it's amazing how we all watched the same thing, but none of us watched the same thing, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, no one.
Chris and I
no
watched one, the same thing.
Yeah, Chris. Yeah, yeah. Me and Iridian watched the same thing. We watched.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe we all watch the same thing. I don't know what your opinion on it is, but like, I don't think literally anybody's mind changed.
Mm. That's what the guys on Grapsody were saying earlier. Me and Iridian thought it was funny. Mm. We thought this was comedy. We thought that like, yo, you're petty, grow up, but also don't grow up. This is wrestling.
Perfect.
Other people were like, hey, this is stupid. It's too late. We've all moved on from this. Why are you showing it? And in my mind, I'm like, why not?
Why not?
So, like, here's the thing. I have seen worse on a baseball field. I watched a grown man one time charge the entire Pittsburgh Pirates dugout. I watched a grown man one time drop kick a dude with baseball cleats. I have seen so much worse than what that was. That was absolutely nothing to me based off of the blurry video that we saw with no audio, by the way. Like,
okay, but like the audio wasn't going to change anything, right?
The audio wasn't going to change nothing. At the end of the day, you can't choke your... I think the only person who came out looking good from this is Chris Hero.
Chris Hero?
The person who doesn't want to talk about it. Because Chris Hero's face at the end needs to be on a shirt. It was the, oh my fucking God face.
Well, that is, and Samoa Joe just being a total unit.
Like, no, him just in the background, like, all right, with the Shane O'Mac dance, like, what the fuck is going on? All right, gotta do a match.
And shout outs to Hook for just chilling.
That nothing bothers that man.
Just chilling.
I aspire to that level of unbothered as Hook. Oh, they're fighting? Oh, that's not me.
But at the end of the day, like, I look at, you know, I listen to, you know, people like Mark Henry say, this shit happens all the time. Mm-hmm. It happens all the time. Like, I don't know.
We all see worse in wrestling. And I, again, that's why I'm not taking it that deep. And people are like, well, this just makes them look stupid. No, it doesn't. Like, I think if you're reading too much into the situation, it can. But, like, I literally seen them do, like, I've seen works on WWE television making fun of people of WCW. That's all I'm going to say. I thought of a very specific example, and I don't feel comfortable saying that on air. So,
just to finish it off, right? Like, we heard Punk's side of the story, which, by the way, he didn't come out and offer up the information. He was asked about it, and he answered honestly, which he's always going to try to answer, or at least give his version of the truth. And from what I saw, everything that he said happened lined up to a T in that video. And Tony Khan responded, let's all just move on now, all right? Like, let's just move on. Cool. Hopefully, you know, everybody can find some peace of mind off of this.
Now, if they want to show any more footage, now I'm expecting Brandon Cutler to play all parts. So
all of them.
Mm-hmm. All of them. Don't play with me.
And Danhausen, a little cameo. Yeah.
Where the hell is Danhausen, by the way? Like,
in hell.
Get that guy on my TV screen again, please.
Okay. Rick, I don't know how much you were going to stay on here. We literally just got into our first match with the House of Black and Top Flight. Are you going to stay for the whole show? I, as your friend, as someone who cares about you, I think you should be on 10 and 2 and you should drive.
Yeah.
I'm starting to see some traffic build up, actually. So I'm just going to – I gave you all my 2 cents. Like, and here's the other thing. Without notes – fuck it. I'm not going to remember a damn thing anyway. So
I respect it.
Respectable. Respect it. Well, happy birthday, Rick. Thanks for popping
in. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Enjoy
I wanted to stop
your night,
in.
Rick.
Yep. Have a good night.
Bye.
Good night, Rick. Bye. We love Rick. Happy. What a good guy that Rick is.
Great.
What a nice young
showing
man.
Showing up for work on his birthday.
That's going to be me next month. My birthday is on TNA and I'm showing up. I'm showing up late. All right, let's finally talk about Collision, ladies and gentlemen. The show that you actually put your butts in seats for. We open up the show after that BCC promo with House of Black versus Top Flight. They did mention that who was in this match?
Dante was not, I want to say.
I want to say Darius wasn't, Dante was, because Darius was getting his pilot's license.
Yeah.
And they made it a point to put that on commentary because they said it a few times.
Yeah.
I think it was Dante was in the match.
Dante was,
it was
Darius.
Yeah. So that match was pretty good. I have to say, if we go back to that CC footage, another unsung hero is Malakai Black walking over with his coffee, like, hey, chill out, calm. Chris Hero and Malakai Black are like, these two need to be on a shirt. Chris Hero's face like, and Malakai Black with the coffee like, hey, what's going on? Like, when they, hey guys, calm down. Wow. This match was really good. I like Daddy Magic on commentary tonight. Him and Tony Schiavone's chemistry was so endearing. It was really sweet. This match, I mean, respectably, Dante did his best. Action Andretti did his best. I knew Matt Sydal was taking that pin, but House of Black beasted these kids, these young gentlemen. They're not children. They're not kids. House of Black beasted on these people. Brody King just woofed a lot. And honestly, the end sequence with that triple kick with the power bomb on Matt Sydal in the corner, the kick from the outside. I need workers' comp after watching that match. House of Black gets the win here after taking the pin on Matt Sydal. What are your thoughts on this, Iridian?
You know, it's crazy because immediately commentary was like, well, House of Black has won over, like, I don't know if they said like 23 matches or 20 something matches, but I'm like, that is never a good way to start. Like, you are already telling me that House of Black is going to win. Like,
yeah.
But they really did the best that they could, right? You know, it was top flight ish, top flight mm-hmm. of eight because, you know, Action Andretti and the addition of Matt Sydal. They had some really cool moments. I know they had like some stereo pump kicks, which went into like a really cool sequence of everyone being able to do like one move to each other, which I always think that's super cool because it just looks cool on a camera. And then they like teamed up against Brody because you have to team up against Brody.
You have to jump him
because you're never going to win, right? And then he just ended up kicking out at one, which I'm like, bro, this is it. Like,
I don't want to be that guy. But Brody King low-key reminds me of Goldberg back in the day. You literally kind of got to cattle prod him. I'm not saying do that. I'm not saying go full WCW. But, like, Brody King, Will Hobbs, Wardlow, all those people. Like, I want to beat you up, but I got the cattle prod just in case.
Just in case, because you never know.
Like, even tonight, I saw Will Hobbs take mad chops. I saw Shane Taylor take mad chops, and they looked at him like, stop playing with me. Like, I gotta hit you with the extra.
Just in case, you got to double tap.
Not double tap.
You got to double tap to make sure.
Because I can't take you down with regular moves, bro. Like, you're an immovable. Brody King is a lorge. Like, where they make that at?
He's an extra medium husky, okay? You gotta really put in that work. And the fact that three guys cannot put this man down, I was like, this is it. Call it right now.
Bro, and then the worst part to me is like, the quote unquote skinniest person in the group, Malachi, is the most dangerous person in that group.
Yeah.
Like, that's the most dangerous person in the group. Cause what he lacks in width, that man will knock your block off, bro. Like, yikes.
Insane.
This is a good match. I think it was a showcase, in my opinion, for Dante. Dante's been doing amazing work. Top Flight is one of those groups where it's like, if it's not Dante, it's Darius. And if it's not Darius, it's Dante.
We can't catch a break. And that sucks because, you know, I think early on, we really saw the potential of like these two young guys, their brothers are coming up and you're just like, it makes sense. They're high flyers. And it was just one bad thing after another. And they're still trying to like figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they get it together soon, but who knows?
I'm thinking now that there's space in the tag division, especially after this tournament, maybe we could do something with the trios title. But I'm hoping the best for Top Flight. In the post-match, Malachi and Brody and Buddy were all spicy in the camera. Talk about kick your head off. I know you saw that. It was good, Adam Copeland. You old. I didn't say that. I made that up. But that's how I felt like they were saying.
With the direct shots at Adam Copeland.
But, bro, tell me Brody King just didn't look at the thing like, yo, you're old. I'll knock your head off. Stop playing with me, bro. Like, that's basically what he says.
That's what you got from it. I love it.
That's what I got from all three of them. It's like, yo, when I catch you, Ricky.
When I catch you, I'm going to catch you, okay? So you better not let me.
And when I really catch them, I'm spitting in your face, Velociraptor. Next, we have Lexi Nair backstage with Timeless Toni Storm, Mariah May, and Luther. I gotta tell you, I don't know what this promo was about. All I remember is her saying, you want me to kiss your bum? Well, so do 1,000 other perverts. I'm like, yo, Toni Storm, you live in a gimmick.
You know she reads the comments. She knows. She knows. So
I live. I love this Timeless Toni Storm, but it's like, again, I aspire to be that level of Delulu. Delulu is the Salulu, and Mariah May is Delulu in it too, because that's Toni Storm 2.0 coming out to her old music and everything. I pop every time.
It's so good. It's so good. And she's making it work. I love that they actually kept Mariah as Toni. Yes. This promo, I don't know what happened either. Like, I was listening and I was looking, but like, my mind was just not processing. So I'm glad they came out later and it helped, but.
I couldn't tell you what this promo was about. I'm sorry. I don't want to be that guy, but I'm going to be that guy. Next, we have Chris Jericho asking Taz to talk to Hook to talk to him. Mm. Now, I'm going to be real with you. This was not it. How are you asking this man's dad to make his son talk to you?
That's wild. And then Taz was like, well, I don't know. Like, he's his own man. Like, bro, that's embarrassing for you, Jericho.
I mean,
at that point, like, getting a manager or something, like,
yeah, like, I don't know. Also, I feel like Taz would choke you if you ask him too many questions.
He would. He was looking like he was about to hurt somebody just on the way out. So, Jericho, I you know what? I was kind of hoping that. Like, don't talk to my son. What do you think this is?
You know, we're going to change the mood, light mood. We got a super chat from our good friend, Chad, 722, saying Collision and Battle of the Belts blew away Dynamite this week. You know?
That's a good opinion to have, but I will say we got some great footage on Dynamite, and that honestly, it honestly might feed me for months, okay? I'm going to be thinking about this all the time.
I'm laughing. Listen, my complaint with Collision, Battle of the Belts, was that was too damn long. The rent is too damn high, and this was too damn long. Maybe I'm having wrestling fatigue because we did just come back from Philly, and there's been literally wrestling every day this week. There's so much. And I have to echo Iridian. I will be full off of that CC footage for months. I'll just laugh. That's like when somebody said Dog Cows looks like a peeled hot dog. I laughed for months. I fucking once.
Not just a regular hot dog.
A peel hot dog.
Wow. That's wild.
I laughed once. That was, it's wrestling. I don't take it seriously. I mean, it's a serious business.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's not really. I get you.
Next, we have Katsuyori Shibata versus Lee Moriarty. Mm. And this match was better than I thought it was going to be. Shibata means business. If you guys know, you know. And if you don't know, I'm going to give you a brief summary. Shibata has no business being here like Eddie Kingston. Man's almost died. Came back from a life-ending injury just to be him again. He was so good before, and he's better now. So we have Anthony Ogogo on commentary. And I had to look it up. Apparently, he said a rap bar. And I feel the fact that I had to look it up was upset because he said, this man is tougher than Nigerian hair. And I was like, you know what, Anthony Ogogo? That's why Cody Rhodes ended racism on you. I'm sick of you already. I'm so mad. But it's like, no, that's a rap bar. It's okay. It's okay. I'm like, all right. All right. All right. I stand with my brother, Cody Luther King. Cody Vontavious. This match was great. I think Lee Moriarty got in a lot more offense than I thought. We all thought, I think, he was going to get in.
Yeah.
I will say, we got to work on them chops. Or maybe Shibata's just tough.
That really? Man,
because, like, the Lee was chopping this man with all he had, and Shibata was like, like one of those bad guys in the game, and you shoot him, and you're walking towards you, like, yo, please go down. Like, I don't know, man. What did you think about it?
Shibata is chop-proof. You know, some people are bulletproof. He is chop-proof. He can do it. Anthony Ogogo, I did not know this man was from a different country. I thought he was like from Ohio. So when somebody on commentary started speaking with an accent, I said, who is that? I was very confused. But then I was like, oh, okay. So I learned something today. You know, you and I, we speak the world of Lee Moriarty. And we see him as a future champion, like mm-hmm. someone who could really be at the top of that division, like if they gave him a chance. And I think that's kind of like a running theme in AEW is like you have a lot of these young guys who kind of have like this like endless potential. And you look at like Danny Garcia or Wheeler Yuta, Hook, again, like Dante Martin and Darius Martin. So
even Action Andretti.
Yes, even Action Andretti. You know, you see these guys and you think, man, where are they going to be in like 3-5 years? Like they are it, you know, and Lee has great chops. But against a guy like Shibata, he was just eating them. And he would follow up with like a jab and a chop, which I'm like, that's it. That's you're undefeated. it was so scary to look at.
It was at one point I was like, Lee, maybe you need the cattle prod for him. I'm not saying you need him, but like this man was not going down like at all. We get the end of this match. It was a ripcord, and he slapped the crap out of Lee Moriarty. And Lee Moriarty said, oh my God, knee slump into a ripcord knee kick and just pinned him. Even if I had it in me, I would lay down because that knee kick sounded. It probably sounded worse than it was, but I went to sleep.
Mm. I'm telling you, some of these things that the wrestlers have to do, like at that point, I'd be like, just don't revive me. Like call it.
Yeah, no, like jumping ahead just a touch. Athena low-key at one point in that match started abusing Red Velvet. Mm. I need workers' comp just watching that. Any match with Moxley and Danielson, I have pain. I need law.
Yep.
Like, no way, dude.
No way, Jose. Not me. And then, well, afterwards in the match, we got, like, Shane Taylor, you know, coming in and then beating up Shibata. And I really was expecting Yuta to come out. I genuinely was like,
Where
oh my
is
God.
Really Yuta?
Give me a video package. Give me something. Like, I need a 5-second update. Like, he wasn't even at the Ring of Honor show in Philly. And he's from Philly. So I was like, this might be a serious injury. I don't know. But I was really expecting Yuta. But I guess Hook was a nice surprise, too. What did you think about Hook coming out to the rescue?
So my problem with Hook coming to the rescue is that he pulled the Jeff Hardy. You sauntered. Mm. Man's is getting jumped. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of wrestlers that's been doing that a lot lately. People getting jumped. You hit your music first and you want to do a and then you're going to come down. You don't even run. You're just kind of like, Oh, I'm getting my ass beat. Help me, please. What? Put a little pep in your step. I know nothing bothers you, but please, I'm bothered. I'm getting jumped.
With urgency, please. Let's move it along. Like, but like, honestly, pep in your step. In Jeff Hardy's defense, I would do the dance too. Like, I would always do the dance.
Okay, that's
it. The song slaps. Like, you can't not do it.
Given the opportunity to do the Jeff Hardy dancey dance.
Yeah, you do it.
I'm doing it. So Hook finally does come out. Shane Taylor flees. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, the ending was what it was. I don't know where it's going. Maybe Shibata and Hook. I don't know why, though. Like, he came out to help.
I mean, Shibata and Hook got this whatever dude attitude combo going on because they couldn't try to make it work with Orange Cassidy. So that's my 2 cents, and 2 cents don't make a dollar. Next segment we have is Lexi Nair backstage with Athena and Billy Starks. This, I love Athena, but I also could not tell you what happened in this promo.
Goodbye.
I'm so sorry.
I have one bullet point for this, and it's in all caps. So she said she's going to make an example out of you. Period. That's all I needed to hear.
My one bullet point is Athena in all caps. That's all we needed to know. So now we are back. Lexi Nair was working tonight. Lexi Nair was working. Mm-hmm. Every segment, everywhere. Lexi Nair was backstage with the Kingdom and Roderick Strong. Mm-hmm. And Lexi Nair makes a suggestion like, you know, you could say it's you, but you've got a lot of help. And before she can finish her word, he's like, Lexi, how dare you? And honestly, how dare you?
I'm dead. They look like a bachelor party. You know, like it's 27 people and they're all hyping up each other. They're all kind of wearing the same shirt, the same outfit. And I'm like,
collars?
Yes. I'm like, somebody do something, please.
Mess. I don't like that he yelled at Lexi Nair. So your day's a number, Roderick Strong. Watch your mouth.
Count your days, Roddy.
I don't know that many numbers, so I hope you know more than me. I mean, it was all right. It was a segment.
Yeah.
Speaking of things that were things, Angelico versus Daniel Garcia.
I'm sorry. I don't have any bullet points for this. I just wrote Angelico accompanied by Serpentico. And then that was it. Like, I don't think this did anything for Danny. It sucks that it absolutely didn't do anything for Angelico because Angelico can wrestle.
That's a fact.
Incredible. And they just don't give him time. I don't know what it is. And it sucks because he's got the look. I don't know if maybe they don't like it. They want to switch it up. I don't know what to tell him. But it's a shame that he's not being used. And I don't think this did anything for Danny either.
I will put out that they're... I have my four notes, and I'm going to give it to y'all in succession. I love Daniel Garcia. But Angelico, I keep wanting to say Angelica from Rugrats. I'm so sorry. And Helico was like, I'm not feeling that. I'm going to do it. I popped the figure four into the reverse figure four into the reverse figure four. That was cute. Lived for it. The 10 count punch into the... I will always pop for Danny Garcia dancing. I think it's so stupid, but it's also... I live. Yeah,
I know people have mixed feelings about that. Like, it's a dance. Just move along. It's not like it's a dance and he's a bad wrestler. Like, no, he's a good wrestler. So just move along.
Let him have fun. You mad that his hips move like, I don't know. What do the kids do? I'm 9,000 years old. I don't know.
Don't ask me about the kids. Comments
what the kids do, okay? I don't know what the youth do. He gets a leg lock for a submission win on Angelico. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I low-key expected Nyla Rose to run out and beat up Serpentico, and I think I would have been more interested in it if that was the case.
That would have been hilarious. I love Nyla.
I love Nyla Rose. Nyla Rose picking on Serpentico, who got nothing to do with nothing. He's just trying to live, man. Now we go to a promo with its Pac. Pac cuts a promo on Okada. And says pretty much like, yo, bro, thank you for hitting me in the back of the head. Now I got a headache. And because of this headache, it reminds me of you. And because it reminds me of you, now I'm angry. Now I'm double mad. And I wake up already mad. And I'm even angrier. I'm not pretty like you, but I'm not the flavor of the month like you. And I'm like,
That was crazy. Okay. It was like, I'm not the tallest. I'm not the most attractive. And I was like, hold on now. Don't speak badly about yourself. Like, you're not ugly, sir.
Pac, we have a saying in my friend group that says, don't talk about my friend like that. Don't talk about my friend like that.
He also said, like, he wasn't, like, employee of the month or something. And I said, sir, please, you gotta hype yourself up. We cannot be talking to ourselves like this.
Exactly. You may be crazy, but we won't allow any Pac slander, even from Pac. Sorry about it. I mean, he even called Okada crap, which I was like, oh, that's bold.
Yeah.
However, Pac is one of the few people who can call Okada crap. Just like Danielson is one of the few people who can call Okada crap.
Yeah.
I would even go so far to even say Zack Sabre Jr. can, because when Okada comes like, hey, remember when you said I was crap? Remember when y'all both gonna give it up in the ring? It's gonna be a good match.
Yeah.
Like, no disrespect. If somebody else was like, yo, Okada, you're crap. I'm like, yo, look in the mirror. Now look at Okada. Now look in the mirror.
You got to reevaluate. If it was anybody else, the fact that Pac was saying this, I was like, okay, I'm listening.
These two are going to hump at Dynasty, and I'm going to be there. And the fact that I get to see this, what a good time to be here. What a good timeline.
You're going to have such a good time, and I'm going to be living through you, through your stories on Instagram.
Listen, drive on down. I know it's 4-6 hours away. I thought about St. Louis, and I learned a lot about geography. That's what I'm going to say. I learned a lot about geography.
He said, through this experience, I have learned a lot.
I thought, I was like, hey, you guys are going to come to Chicago. Squirt. No. St. Louis is close to Illinois, but Illinois is a big state.
Yeah.
Next, we had a women's world title eliminator match. Mm-hmm. Now, they did say the rules for these eliminator tournament matches with the champion is if you pin the champion, you don't win, but you'll get a title, a guaranteed title shot at a later date. To me, that makes no sense. I think you should have number one and number two fighting a situation like that, not the champion. Because who's going to get pinned in your champion?
Yeah, and then, like, how many women are in the tournament? Like, I don't understand, because...
I didn't even know there was a tournament for this.
Or whatever it is. Like, how many people are you going to have? Maybe it was just them two, and that was it. Because there's no way that you're going to have the winners of these matches get a shot. Because then that totally eliminates your rankings.
Yeah, so it's like, I was a little confused by this.
Same.
But this match slapped. I have never seen Izumi. This was fantastic. That little girl is quicker than a hiccup, to quote Jim Ross. She is so fast. That girl is bad. Like, bro, like, if you ever seen Dragon Ball Z, she's like, pew, 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 pew. She's so fast. I thoroughly enjoyed this match. I'm going to let you start, Iridian. What did you think of this match?
I think this is the third time that I've seen her. I got to see her twice. Windy City Riot, great. And then also, I want to say that week of WrestleMania, I might have seen her. But man, being 21 years old and she's already this quick and so fast, she's got amazing energy. And I think her and Tony worked really, really well. I don't know what it was, but they had really good chemistry in the ring. I don't know if you noticed.
Yes. That. Yes.
Great stuff. And I do like the fact that, you know, we're featuring more women, especially just good TV time, good amount of time as well. So yeah, I really enjoyed this one.
I want to make a joke, and I cannot stress enough that this is a joke. This is a joke. Remember when we were on here, it's about 9:20, a women's match? Bullying works. Tony got it. This is a joke. Please, for the love of God, this is a joke.
No, like, it's a joke, but it's not a joke in this.
It's a joke, but it's not a
in this, right? We need more women's matches, and we're going to come on here every week and talk about more women's matches, give them more time. And this show did a really good job. We got a lot of women's promos, got good matches, and, you know, Lexi Nair was in there. So
Lexi Nair was working tonight, girl. We do have a humper chat from Tony P saying, someone said it's crazy when AEW brings in names no one knows and then proves why they're brought in. Izumi, AZM, is a long list of wrestlers who have done that in this company without a video package, period. She had a Kentucky crowd going nuts, period. Stardom is blowing up and I am happy. Yeah. Again, I never seen this girl. I wish I had nails because that match was good. I think it was a short match, in my opinion. Or if it wasn't, it went to picture in picture, then a commercial, and I was kind of miffed about that.
Yeah. That sucks.
We do have another super chat from the Shades. They're saying AZM is awesome. After the last two nights, she might be one of my favorite women's wrestlers now. Period. I can see it.
Yeah.
She's really good. She to me, being that fast and again, being that young, I want to see all the young girls like fight each other. Her versus Billy Starks. Come on now.
Period. Her versus Sky Blue versus Julia. Like, let's go. We have all of these options in the women's roster. Let's do it.
I want to give a shout out in that match that Azumi did two giant shotgun kicks, and one literally was almost like a Shane O'Mac coast to coast, because she was hitting Tony Ohm like in the middle of the ring and even more towards like the other end of the ring. There was a very innovative pin on Toni Storm. She had this girl, it was almost like an octopus stretch into a floor. I don't know what it was. Call Excalibur. Where is Excalibur? We needed you tonight.
Okay? We needed to phone in.
Like, we needed to call a friend. Excalibur, we needed you, man. But that pin was so innovative, and Toni Storm still kicked out. What really changed it was that snap German from Storm out of nowhere. And, like, literally was a... And you didn't even realize it, but it looked like, and again, this is assuming Azumi is just a good seller. It looked like she dropped that girl on her head. Mm-hmm. She's like, get out of here, little girl. That was really quickly. But I will say they gave the ending away because Toni Storm went in for the hip attack. The screen went gray. I was like, oh, we ended, huh? Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what happened. She did the hip attack into the Storm Zero for Toni Storm to win. It was the right call. I will agree with Rick here that afterwards, all that extra HLA, listen, I'm here for a free love, man. But what's the point?
Exactly. I'm confused. Like, initially when we got Mariah and Toni kissing, I'm like, okay, I see like a Mickie James, Trish Stratus thing going on here, right? But then they're like playing into it, but not really playing into it, but not explaining. Because like, we know that Mariah's obsessed, but like, now we're also bringing in another person, and then it's also the same vibes. So what are we doing? And I don't want it to be them doing it just for the purpose of, oh, let's do it. Because I feel like it takes away from the storyline because people are distracted and all the men are distracted. So give me an explanation.
Yeah, I'm down for HLA, but I want an HLA with it. I need a storyline, man. This is not the hub. I need a storyline. I'm sorry, Sean. He's never going to do anything.
I'm going to be like, what's going on?
I'm just saying, I need a storyline. I'm not asking for a lot. I'm just saying I can get that elsewhere. I'm just asking for a storyline. Should I play the Blue Chew ad now? You know what? You know what, ladies and gentlemen? We're going to take a word from our sponsor, Blue Chew, at this moment.
We need to talk about your mailman. Doesn't need to know your business. Doesn't need to know you're looking to have better sex. Fortunately, Blue Chew is here. It arrives in a discreet package. But let's get back to the start. Maybe you want that performance, that edge in bed. Blue Chew has you covered. So, here's the deal. You take their online consultation, and if approved, you get a chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis for a fraction of the price. Not just that, no awkward doctor's visits in person, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Prescribed online, shipped straight to your door. But mailman's not going to know what's in that package. But somebody's going to know what your package is bringing. Maybe it is the mailman or mailwoman. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe they want you to drop something off by their back door. Well, with Blue Chew, you're going to be able to do that. Use the code FIGHTFUL. BlueChew.com.
We support gender affirming care. Blue Chew, y'all.
Snaps.
All right. Next, we have Lexi Nair with Red Velvet. Mm-hmm. My takeaway from this promo with Red Velvet was like, y'all keep looking over me. You come to my show. I'm used to high profile. I'm like, girl, Athena gonna beat you up. Respectfully, Athena gonna beat you up. Yeah, I've seen some of Athena's matches. She's been a bully in Ring of Honor. Athena's going to beat you up respectfully.
No, I agree with you. She said, you know, that this was a high profile match. She's like, well, I am high profile, period. So also Red Velvet is just so good. And I feel like she's also been pushed to the back. And mind you, I know she had an opportunity tonight for a championship, but I don't know. I honestly don't know what they're doing with her. We need to keep her on a high level. And I feel like it's just not happening.
I see her in the same spot like Daniel Garcia was in right before the Continental Classic. She's a good wrestler. I got a burp and I don't want to be that guy.
She is a great wrestler. And I just feel like she's not being given these opportunities, and she's got the look. She's got the talent. She hits hard, and yes, it looks like she shouldn't hit hard, and she does. And I think that's amazing.
I think there needs to be some sort of Continental Classic for people like her. Anna Jay is a good reminder as well. I mean, they were talking about Yuka coming back as well. That would be a great place for someone like her. But I was like, girl, I respect you. You got to have confidence in yourself, but Athena gonna beat you up. that's just real. Mark Briscoe cut a promo. I don't got no notes to this one. I love Mark Briscoe, but I don't know what he was talking about. I know they got a 3-6-man 6-way, but he was fired up, boy.
He was bouncing off the walls, and I was like, there was too much to process.
Yeah, it was a lot in that moment. I was overwhelmed, and my brain said, I'm not absorbing any information.
It was too much. It was overload. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna clock out.
I'm rooting for you though. I love you, Marcus.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm rooting for you. Now this is my favorite promo of the night. Thunder Rosa comes to the stage with Toni Storm looking like a snack, by the way. Her and Serena Deeb ate tonight. Like, the girls always look good, but her and Serena Deeb snapped tonight. She addressed the crowd and said, thank you to all of you guys. And I think my takeaway, and again, maybe this is me being a Melvin, my takeaway, when she turned to the crowd and the fans, I think there was so much emphasis last week on throwing shots, or on Dynamite rather, on throwing shots at WWE, that she took a moment to be like, no, let's get back to the wrestling. Thank you, fans, for making AEW number one. Thank you guys for believing in us. This is where people come to wrestle. This is the best wrestling place on the planet. This is where all the girls come to wrestle, and we wrestle here. This is what we do. So I do appreciate that in comparison to the Billy Goats promo last week, shot in the same style with Tony Schiavone. Mm-hmm. That being said, wow, she let these girls have it. She said, listen, Antonia, I don't know what you got going on in this cuckoo bird clock, but I'll beat you up. And you think you was doing something by wiping off the makeup? You don't want to see what's under. I was like, uh-oh. I felt my grandma coming down the stairs with the chocolate. I'm like, oh. In this moment, she made her claim that this is why I never lost it. She also says, listen, I didn't need your help, Deanna Purrazzo. And I think it was very important for us. I didn't need your help with school, with helping people. I didn't need your help when I immigrated. I didn't need your help when I got my sister. I was like, yo, you popping off, Thunder Rosa. This promo was superb. She said, at the end of it all, I'm going to drag you to hell, Toni Storm. I'm like, drag me to hell. This was a great promo. What did you think of this, Iridian?
I was shook, okay? I was in my seat, sat for this, because I'm like, all right, I know Thunder Rosa always gives a good promo, but tonight just felt different, right? And like you said, you know, she talked about how, you know, AEW is where you go to wrestle. It's where they have the best. And she's like, well, I didn't get injured because of this. Like, she was not playing. She was ready. She called out Toni Storm. She called out La Virtuosa, catching strays, okay? Deanna was... I was like, girl, why are you talking about Deanna? Here we go.
She was trying to help you, and you just told her, like, eat dicks. Like, that's crazy.
That's wild. That girl was trying to help you, and then you were just not letting yourself be helped. But this made her look like she's at the top, right? So I'm a little scared, but I'm still ready for what's going to happen, because I know it's going to be so good, and Thunder Rosa always delivers.
Yes, I'm low-key hoping. Like, I think Toni Storm's run as timeless Toni Storm has been great. But I want Thunder Rosa to beat some sense into her. Even if Thunder Rosa loses,
yeah,
I would like to see Toni Storm get beat so bad where she's like, am I timeless? am I actually from Australia? Like, I want her to have a midlife crisis again. Like, I'm low-key here for that. And I think Thunder Rosa is the perfect person to do that. She's stiff.
Yeah. It did throw me off a little bit when she was like, you know, thank you for watching TBS. Thank you for watching TNT. And like, all the channels. I was like, okay, maybe that's a little too much. Maybe it took me out of the world for a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I was like, well, you're welcome, because I'm going to keep watching wrestling. Like,
right. You got me, gal. I mean, yeah, this was immediately followed up by Deonna Purrazzo saying, girl, bye. Girl, bye, you raggedy. Mm. And you know what? I'm not even going to worry about you. I'm not making excuses. You know what I am going to do? I'm going to break Mariah May's arm. I'm sick of you cosplaying as Toni Storm. I'm sick of Toni Storm. I'm like, as someone who used to cover you in TNA, I believe it. Mariah May is so talented, so that match is going to slap. But are they going to let Deonna Purrazzo really put on a clinic? Because I know she's capable. And is she going to break Mariah May's arm? Because I would love to see that.
That's
just
wild.
In kayfabe. You know what I mean? Like,
it's going to be so good because Mariah May is also not one to play with. Like, she is genuinely a baddie. So
I'm sorry, New Zealand. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
We're finding things out. Finding things out on the live.
We're learning a lot today. Geography. Geography's hard.
Not my best subject either. So we're like this. We're really the perfect people.
Move over, Lo. You got another rest friend. Amazing.
Yeah. So, okay. That threw me off. Thank you, Dylan. Mariah May. Yeah. So she's also one that we really have to watch out for. Hmm. So I'm ready. I think Dion and her are going to put on a banger, and I don't think we can underestimate her in a match like this. I know Deonna is definitely going to win, but
I mean, I think it's the right call, unless you have Mariah May win via shenanigans, which is okay. But I'm spoiled. I'm used to seeing her in TNA always at top. So like this mid card, that doesn't work for me, brother. XOXOHH, you know, this doesn't work for me, brother. Like I need more. So I hope. Like, to me, it would be a great way to culminate Toni Storm losing her title. Yeah, the cosplayer gets your little arm broken. Thunder Rosa beats some sense into you. So, like, to me, it's a perfect storm of... So, after that, we get some breaking news. Ladder match is going to be now for the FTR versus Bucks for the tag titles. Again, I'm going to be at Dynasty. I want to try to go to the scrum, but I'm gonna have no voice. I'm gonna be screaming the whole time. I'm gonna be fatigued. Okay, so please write some questions for me, y'all.
Send them in. Those questions, you need them.
Because this is gonna be me. Like, I am Krista Starr from Fightful. Sorry, I lost my voice. We have a backstage promo with Will Hobbs and Kyle Fletcher. I don't know what this promo was about either. I couldn't tell you.
I didn't even know they had a promo, so I just had the match. I totally skipped it.
Well, next match. Next card, baby. Next card, baby. So we are now at the main event for Collision, okay? We got Claudio Castagnoli versus Brian Dan... No, Claudio Castagnoli and Brian Danielson representing Blackpool Combat Club. Mm-hmm. And we have Will Hobbs and Kyle Fletcher representing the Don Callis family. Soon as that bell rang, the Don Callis family said, psych, we're fighting right now, which I understand. BCC yeah. are bullies. You kind of have to, I respect BCC. I respect House of Black, but we got to jump you because you guys are not nice girls and we all know how you give it up and nobody got time for that. It's true. This match really picks up in the second half. There's a big scoop slam on Hobbs from Claudio Castagnoli. And you already know we love a big meaty man slapping meat. I'm trying to find where's the best place. I have so many notes for this one. What my notes lack everywhere else, I got like 2 pages of notes for this one match.
No, I am the same. I have half of my notes are 1 page, and this is just this match. It was so good. My favorite match of the night. And can I tell you, I was cracking up because midway through the match, I'm like, this is a main event worthy match. Like, and then I realized it was the main event.
It was like, to an extent, I kind of feel like We could have just had that for 2 hours. I would be real with you.
I would have not been mad at that. If we had this match literally go on for an hour, have, you know, the women earlier, maybe you start the show off with the women, and then we could have kept, I don't know, which other match that we really liked. Probably
The Angelico Garcia match, no shade.
A touch of shade. House of Black and then Top Flight, you know, that.
I am a House of Black show. I don't want to get spit in the face. So yeah.
Yeah, no, we could have kept that one. That would have been the other one.
Yeah.
But man, this was fantastic.
The Avalanche suplex on Kyle Fletcher from Bryan Danielson for only a two in that last third. Oh my God. Bryan Danielson getting caught by Will Hobbs, falling, still picking him up and then slamming him. That's hate. He hated that man so much. I had to pick him up twice. Claudio Castagnoli swinging Will Hobbs. I used to say that the angle slam was the most disrespectful move in wrestling because all your limbs are in there. Like, yeah, put me down, goddammit.
Okay, on the count of three, let's do what Hobbs did when he was swung, okay? One, two, three.
Don't beat us up, Hobbs. I got your shirt. This is Big Black Jack. Please don't beat us up.
I was so sorry. Claudio had Hobbs in the sky, okay? Claudio, you are him. They teamed up on Hobbs. Damage is being done. And Blackpool Combat Club was just having their moments, man. When Claudio swung that man, my mind went to, this is incredible.
If wrestling is fake, explain this. Explain this.
Explain, period. Like, the fact that Claudio was holding this man who's huge, like just swinging him like he was nothing, I was here for it. I could have watched 2 hours of that.
Every time Claudio swings someone, he got no business swing. Like, I popped the most for Lance Archer because he's 9'9", like legit. And when he swung Big Bill,
literally, that's so embarrassing. If you're swung by Claudio, that is so embarrassing. You can't recover. There's no way.
I feel like if you are a quote unquote a normal sized person, like from 5'7" to 5'10", maybe even 6 feet, it's fine. Anything over 6 feet is demoralizing. I'm screaming. I'm scrumping even. I thought this match was great. This match, I think, went like 20 minutes about roughly. I'm just going to get right to the end. Kyle Fletcher was trying his hardest, and that is your Ring of Honor TV champion who took a neutralizer. Is it still called the neutralizer? I don't know.
That's a great question. Where's Excalibur? Phone in.
Excalibur, we needed you tonight. Excalibur, please help me. But yeah, I kind of felt bad for Kyle Fletcher, but somebody was going to eat that pin. And I thought it was going to be Hobbs, but they were like, nah, Hobbs, your job is to injure people. And he took out Claudio Castagnoli with that lariat on the outside.
I honestly thought it should have been Hobbs just because Kyle, you know, had a successful match in Ring of Honor on Thursday. So I'm like, okay, maybe he's going to keep up that win. Like, you can't be like a champion somewhere and then like be eating the pins, right? That's how I feel. And I feel like Hobbs wasn't going to lose anything by taking the pin, but I do get it. He's got a match against Claudio coming up on Wednesday, so he might lose then.
The prolonged loss, the late release loss.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like maybe we could have put somebody else in there. And screwy finish, Takeshna.
Okay, wait. I love Takeshna. Him coming out, it just honestly made it better. I'm like, this makes sense. Let's go, Takeshna.
You should have caused the DQ in the end for all of that.
Takeshna is the leader of the Don Callis family. And I think by order, it goes Takeshna, Kyle, Hobbs. And that's no shade. Right. But I think that's just how the order is. Like, Takeshita's the leader of the group. He be doing the most.
Well, I mean, technically now Billy Goat's the leader of the group. I'm just saying. Don Callis said that's the golden egg. And if I was Takeshita, I'm like, yo, bro, so what the fuck I was doing for the last 3 months? Like, that's crazy. Afterwards, Konosuke comes out. Hits old boy Bryan Danielson with a brain buster on the ramp. Now, I will never forget what's his name? Oh my God. old boy who said he's 7 feet tall and you can't teach that. Yeah, Enzo. When he said Bryan Danielson got a stack of dimes for a neck, that sticks with me. So every time somebody drops Danielson on his neck, I mean Bryanton on his neck, I'm like, wait, sorry, Danielson on his neck. I'm like, bro, like, don't do that. Stack of dimes. Don't do that.
And this is again another time during the show where I was like, all right, Yuta, where you at? Like, Takeshita's here. We need a third. Come on, do something. Cause I know Mox wasn't there. But
they were all chanting for Mox and
nothing. Nobody. So I'm like, man, it's tough for the Blackpool Combat Club. It's even tougher for the Blackpool Combat Club girlies. So
to be fair. Blackpool Combat Club, much like House of Black, did this to themselves. Because I remember months ago, you were just beating people up.
I was living for that. I was like, do it again.
I was living for it too. So now you ain't got no friends. Now you ain't got no friends.
Now we got to stick it out.
I mean, FTR was doing the same thing, but even FTR got friends.
I know.
That's crazy. Rude. Ladies and gentlemen, and that was Collision. They turned the screen black for 2 seconds and said, we're back at it again. We ain't leave. It's Battle of the Belts, baby.
And Battle of the Belts. This is where I have a problem, right? With Battle of the Belts. Nobody ever wins. There's no new crowned people. I think they mentioned one time that Sammy Guevara has been the only person to have won a title at Battle of the Belts. So it's just expected now that you're watching something and you know the outcome. No matter how great the matches are, you know no titles are going to change hands, which that's the biggest problem of the show, I think. What's your opinion about this?
I agree with that. No titles change hands. And by the time you come on after Collision, 3 hours of wrestling that is not a pay-per-view should be tried in court. Should be tried in court, honestly.
In court.
Stokely Hathaway is the judge.
He's just like everybody to jail.
Everyone's going straight to jail. I mean, like, it's in theory, it makes sense. And I feel like if it's going to be a Battle of the Belts, have it be a true Battle of the Belts. All the belts need to be defended, but that needs to be its own thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't need an extra hour, which is really kind of just built around one match.
And you know what? When Battle of the Belts was brought up, I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be another pay-per-view. And that makes sense, right? Because it's like, what's, you know, Clash of Champions or whatever it is. But put all of the titles up for grabs and then make it a really amazing show. That could be a fantastic pay-per-view. Don't put 3 matches on an hour and then not have anything happen.
Yeah, I feel like that's low-key was the complaint with Rampage when it first came out. I was like, you want to give me 3 matches and it's built around 1 match and I got to wait till the end for that.
Yeah,
bro, it's Friday night. I'm trying to go out. It's Saturday night. I'm trying to go out.
We have things to do.
I got to be working at 9:30 in the morning. And now this is what you do to me, Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, so, let me stop. I end up on CC footage. Let me stop.
You know what? They handled it well. I think they gave us somebody who we're like super interested in now in Hook and of course Shane Taylor and Shane Taylor Promotions, because Hook was doing some wild things in this match.
Let's get right into this. We open up the show with Battle of the Belts with Shibata saying, Hook, with his Google Translate, I got your back. And then Hook says, nah, dogs, don't. And then Shibata just says, bet. And he says, bet.
I'm dead.
Say less.
They are men of little words, men of few words.
Yeah, facts. This was an FTW championship match. So that means FTW rules. They did put on, they did say on commentary who won it and like what the rules are, which was no rules. Oh, poor Hook got his nipple slapped off. Jesus Christ, beans and rice. That was rough. That was kind of rough to watch in the beginning. It was real rough to watch. And I respect Hook, especially after what he did with Samoa Joe in that match, lifting Joe up off his feet. But Shane Taylor is built like a refrigerator. That man is a lord. He's a brick. Like, respectfully. That man is a lord. He's the meat division. And I believe that you could be a meat one day too, Hook, but today was not that day. I mean, it was. You won.
You know what? He was wrestling like he was in the meat division. This man was picking him up. Like, Shane Taylor was off the ground. And it's crazy. Yeah. Hook fights like that. He picks up people that are like three times his size. And I love that Daddy Magic on commentary still for this. And he was like, well, how much can Hook take? We're all wondering that, because what is happening? Like, Hook doesn't look like he should be able to put on these fantastic matches. And he does. Like, him picking up the win, I was like, oh, okay, Hook, like, it, duh, he was going to pick up the win. But I was just like, you look at it and you're just like, on paper, Shane Taylor should pick up the win, right?
And Shane Taylor Promotions have been featured prominently across Ring of Honor and AEW. I wouldn't have been mad here, but it's kind of one of those things too with the FTW Championship. If you don't recognize it, what are we doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, you recognize it enough to put it on a show, but you don't recognize it enough to have it defended regular. Well, what are we doing here?
Exactly. I'm confused. And then I feel like this is why there's the rumors that maybe Hook is like going to explore his options or whatever.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make that face. That's the face I got.
No. Like, I get you. I'm excited for his NXT run. If that's what happens, I'm here for it. I think he could run NXT. That's what I'm going to say. Okay. I'm just saying he could run it if that's what he wanted to do. But he is a great FTW champion, but we do need to have that title be taken seriously. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's not defended on Dynamite. It's not defended on big pay-per-view shows. Like, Hook, like, what are we doing? What is Hook doing? We have him in a storyline with Chris Jericho and Taz. Like, just give me Taz and Jericho. Like,
you mean Taz? I'd rather see Taz and Hook. I'd rather see Taz versus Hook. I'm not going to hold you. Human duplex machine versus Red Rum. I mean, like, I'm not going to hold you. I like Shane Taylor. Mm-hmm. I like Hook. I don't know what this match necessarily did for either one of them. Yeah, it makes Hook look like a tough son of a, what, you know, a son of a mother lover. Mm-hmm. But that being said, we already been done knowing, girl.
Yeah, and I feel like Shane Taylor Promotions, I feel like we need to disband that. I feel like if you're really going to push Shane Taylor, push him. And then take Lee Moriarty out, because that dude, we know he's a star.
Or push him. Or just push the group. Like, push, there's enough factions that they can beef with somebody. Just push them.
Exactly. So I feel like they're just kind of right now in like a middle of like, yeah, we'll have them come out together and like be supportive in each other's matches. But then we're not really going to let them like win. Which is like, what? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. We're going to get into the final third of this match. There was a big splash on Hook from Shane Taylor from the second rope. Mm-hmm. But that allowed Hook to reverse it into a Red Rum, which Shane Taylor hit him with the back, like squished him in the corner twice, then dropped him. And Hook was like, oh, God, yeah. Psych, I got him again. And started choking him out twice. And this time, Shane Taylor went, Nate. It was a good match.
Yeah.
I feel... I have, yo, my nose literally like Red Rum locked in, arrow, corner slams to get him off. But no, plop, Red Rum, release, reapply, Taylor
pass. Plop.
Because that's what it was. The way he just plopped, it looked like it hit Hook in his tailbone. He was like, oh, goddamn. Wow, my Battle of the Belts notes is just one page. Classic.
It was so quick. Yeah, and I don't have anything else. I'm just like, all right, Hook pick up the win. Can't wait for his NXT run. That's what I
heard. I mean, I get the meme, but part of me is like, nor. No. Imagine I feel like being in a main event scene and then going to NXT.
I don't think that would be a terrible thing, because I feel like he could really run NXT.
And Brian Pillman?
I feel, oh, okay, maybe this would be, I don't know. I don't know what they did with Brian, poor Brian. But, I think he would be great. I think the girlies would eat him up. 10 out of 10. Like,
I think he would be too.
Yeah.
I would love, in my hardest of hearts, mm-hmm. if we're fantasy booking, Dominic Mysterio versus... Tell me that wouldn't be the funniest, best match you've ever had the displeasure of watching.
With Taz and Ray in the corner? Wow, we really did that. Amazing. Amazing. That's a pay-per-view main event right there.
Listen, if it was Battle of the Mid-Card Belts, I would watch that. I don't care. I want to watch that. I want to watch Dom run around that ring. Like, I'm not fighting this little guy. He's crazy.
That's wild.
He don't even talk. I'm not fighting this guy. book it, you cowards. The truth, I said this earlier, the true forbidden door is AEW, WWE. Some of these things book themselves. MJF versus Seth Rollins, that would be the most insufferable match you ever had the displeasure of watching. Yes. And we're all going to be sad. Next, we had backstage with Rocky Romero and Lexi Nair. Lexi Nair is like, Rocky Romero, he got this thing coming up. But heck all that. What's going on with the best friends? He's like, yo, listen, I got my own problems. I got my own problems. Mm-hmm. And out comes Kyle O'Reilly and says, hey, bud, good luck. And I thought that was weird. I was expecting the kid to come out and attack him.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Because when the moment Kyle came in, I'm like, all right, Kyle is going to help Roddy win this match. That was my initial thought. It was just weird. And I want to say a little out of character for Kyle. Because like, what are you doing here, sir? One of these things does not belong. And it's clearly you. Like... You're not supposed to be here.
One of these things is not like the others.
Yep.
I mean, it was strange, but Rocky Romero is very well liked. Every promotion, and like, he's one of those wrestlers that I never hear anyone have anything bad to say about Rocky Romero. Like,
yeah, no, he's great. And then yesterday for Windy City Riot, he had announced that he was now like a senior VP with for something for New Japan in USA. So I was like, okay, sir, period. I don't know what you're doing, but you do it. You do you. He's great.
Yeah, he's really good. He's so good. I've got to burp again, so you're going to do the next one. I don't want to be that guy.
So we go into, you know, Roderick Strong having this match with Rocky Romero. And of course, like I said earlier, Roddy came out with his bachelor party of people. And I didn't even realize, like, Matt Taven and all of them were on the side until commentary had mentioned that, oh, and Matt Taven is, like, losing it on. And I was like, wait, 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 what are we doing? There were just so many people out there. And then Wardlow still out there doing nothing. Like, what?
I'm ready for Wardlow to turn on him. Because even Wardlow's like, this is malarkey. And I've never seen someone in their face. It's like if malarkey had a face, it'd be a picture of Wardlow going out to pose with them. Just like.
It's like, what are we doing here? He is the one in the bachelor party that wants to go home. He thought everybody was going to be home by midnight. It's 3 a.m. and we still out in the streets. Let's go home.
And we're not even doing anything fun. We didn't go to the strip club or nothing. You guys wanted to stay home and play Parcheesi. I don't even know what Parcheesi is. I've only ever heard of it. Like backgammon. Oh, man. I mean, this match, shout outs to Tony Schiavone saying, was that a one-legged moonsault? Where's Excalibur?
And much like them, I also don't know any of the names of the moves. So when Roddy lifted up Rocky and then like slammed him into the back of his thigh, I thought that looked rough, whatever that was. Shout outs to Roddy, because if he's going to do one thing, it's wrestle.
Yeah, and break your back.
Yep. Yep. And it looked like, you know, Rocky's back was broken tonight. I wrote in the comments, I am gagged. And I fully did not expect like them to attack. I mean, I know they're like a faction, they're the bad guys, but I didn't think that after Roddy picked up the win that they were gonna still attack the loser of the match. That just didn't make any sense.
Yeah. Like, and he lost pretty decidedly. We get the win with a big knee to Rocky Romero for the pin. And I gotta shout out Rocky Romero's sliced bread. Cause that was almost like wrestling physics. Cause he just went through there and said, like, whoopsie daisy. I was like, I'm being honest with you here. This match was all about the post-match, unfortunately, for Rocky Romero, who put up a good fight. Yeah. Afterwards, Kyle O'Reilly comes out and congratulates Roderick Strong first, like, yeah, you go, bud. And then picks up Rocky Romero because that's his friend. And then the Undisputed Kingdom attacks. Asukar attacks Kyle O'Reilly.
Asukar, I love that you threw that in there.
The sweet, the sugar himself. And it's like, bro, like, why y'all attacking Kyle O'Reilly? He's like, you chose wrong. Like,
bro, that was 3 weeks ago. Get over it. Like,
but even if it was 3 weeks ago, like, bro, you can't help the man up. It's not like he interfered. He congratulated you first. Like, you're being weird. It's that mustache. That mustache is giving you weird powers. It's giving you a complex.
The fact that Roddy turned on Kyle, like in my mind, I'm like, this is war. How dare you? How dare you disrespect Kyle like this? Like, he's going to get you now. And then it's the fact that, I don't know if you noticed, but Roddy, when he was like yelling at Kyle, he was like trying to find the camera. So he like looked up and he was like, oh, and then he like saw it and he's like, okay, that's where I'm supposed to yell. But man, Kyle's going to get you. That's what I'm hoping for.
Stop hanging out with these Kingdom Jabronis and Just Reform Undisputed Era. Stop playing with me. I've had it with you three.
Not the Kingdom Jabronis. They're going to make that into a t-shirt. AEW is going to be like, well, that's what they're going to call the fans now.
You know what? I have to be consistent, okay? I gave them hell in TNA. I gave them hell in Impact. I'm going to give them hell here. You know, at this point, stop playing with all of us, all right? It's like having all the members of DX in another promotion, and it's like,
it's not making any sense. It's making my brain hurt. Why is Wardlow there? Why is Matt Taven there? What are we doing? Just put it like, Mike, go back to Ring of Honor, guys. Like,
damn, now go back to Ring of Honor.
They were like, it needs to make sense, right? Like, you need to build, if you're gonna have them consistently popping up with Roderick, like, I get it, you're all in a faction, but like, you have to be featured in your brand that you're at. If they're going to be on AEW now just permanently, great, but like, put them on that show and feature them and make them, you know, make people want to see them. It's just like, you just threw a bunch of random people into a faction.
Low-key, yeah, and this faction kind of feels like a placeholder for Undisputed Era. No,
that's what it feels like. It's like they're waiting for Adam to come back. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Bobby Fish is doing, but I know they're waiting for him. And then we're just going to get those four, and it's going to be like, oh my God, this is what we wanted. This is what it should have felt like. It's because the reason that all of these guys were together is because they were going to get back at MJF, right? Yes. And then, you know, MJF is gone now. So I feel like they had to really figure out what to do afterwards. And then, of course, Adam got injured. So now they're just kind of like trying to figure it out. But you should try to be getting Kyle and Roddy together, not separating them. Someone said Bobby Fish won't be back.
You know, I have heard that too about one Bobbert Fish, but I will say never, because he's 1,000 years, you know, he's 9,000 years old like me. We were in preschool together, but now he just haunts the docks at the seashore. So maybe we sing the right sea shanty. He may come back, but I have heard that I don't think he'll be back either. That's what I've heard. That's what I have also heard. I've also heard that as well.
Even for a one-time appearance, who knows? I feel like
he was there for a one-time appearance, and that was grand opening, grand closing. That's again, I'm not the scoops guy, but I have heard that rumbling that, you know, you came there one time and they were like, all right, that was enough. Yeah. Bobby is the man singing the sea shanty. Where the fish, where the wrestling go, where the Bobby fish, and then you don't know where the wrestling man and the wrestling go.
All right, let's get to the main event. Let's get to the women.
Lexi there does a backstage interview with Serena Deeb, who looked amazing. The hair ate. She said, Yuka, next week you get an invite to the Deeb dojo. Yuka, you about to get beat up. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one. I feel like Serena Deeb, I really like the way that she wrestles, and she can really talk the talk, so I'm ready to see some crazy stuff in the ring.
Same. And I know Yuka can wrestle too, because that's a tough, I don't want to call her broad, but I mean that in the utmost respect. Like she could take a beating and she's like, okay, I hear no damn bell. I'm like, okay, whoa, girl, like, whoa. She's a good wrestler.
Yep.
We get to our women's world Ring of Honor match. Athena, I'm so happy. I loved Athena since she was Ember Moon. I'm so happy for her. This match was great. Yeah. I was also very tired. I was exhausted at this point. I'm exhausted now. So I think that if this match would have gone on, much like Rick said, if this would have went on first, that would have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. But I might have said, yo, we're not doing Battle of the Belts this evening. We'll just add this in for extra credit.
Yeah, I think that was like a strategic move on their end. They're like, let's put the women at the end. And shout outs to them. We love women main eventing. Yes. The fact that they said Athena has gone 49-0, and now after this victory tonight, she's 50-0. That's wild. And I don't see who could be a challenger for her. I'm hoping they keep her till 100. Like, she could get the belt.
I mean, honestly, I was upset when she first came in and it was her versus Jade and then Jade beat her, I'm like, ain't no way. I was upsetty spaghetti, but I do like that we did this.
I just read the comment that you had.
Yeah. One more time for your holy mind. We love Bobby Fish. We love Bobby Fish over here. I can't speak for nobody else, but I as someone who is also 9,000 years old and got Jesus to kiss her feet, I understand.
We love Bobby. I'm done.
We love Bobbert Fish. That's what Bobby's short for, Bobbert. This match was great. It opened it up with Athena just healing it up, pushing Red Velvet around, and then tried to do the stir. And I'm like, yo, you're a jerk, bro. They call her the Forever Champion for a reason. There's a beautiful moonsault on Athena from Red Velvet on the outside. There was an assist throw off the rope to Athena. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but the way that Red Velvet threw Athena off the rope, she used the top rope to like springboard her. I don't know if it was just a face plant. Excalibur, we needed you tonight.
I'm telling you, I don't know what he was. They should have hired him for one night if they weren't going to have Nigel. Like, we needed something. And then could you imagine how crazy it would have been because we saw Bryan Danielson tonight? Like, Nigel would have lost his mind.
Nigel been booing the whole night. Been booing the whole night. This match was really good. Velvet got caught. Jumping on Athena on the outside with one arm. And not even like kind of caught because Velvet's foot was still in the air. Athena is so strong. She hits Velvet with the O-face for the win. Post-match, we get Red Velvet. Red Velvet get beat up because Billy Starks is healing it up. Billy Starks said, I don't care. Listen, it's not illegal to be a bad person, but being a good guy doesn't get you wins, okay? And I'm out here healing it up. She gets saved by Queen Aminata. Who, that air raid crash on Athena? I was awake for that. But that came a little too late at the end of the match. What did you think of this, Brittany?
Man, I thought this was really great. I am such a fan of Red Velvet, and I feel like she doesn't get her flowers enough. But her and Athena really showed up and showed out tonight. I did not expect her to win the title. And the fact that Billy Starks afterwards was just like ready. She is ready to risk it all, you know, as a minion of Athena. And I respect it. I respect it. Too. So shout outs to her. But the fact that Queen Aminata came out, I was like, okay, what are we doing? What's happening? I'm excited. Like, she came out headbutting. And yes, that looked like it hurt.
Honestly, every week when I do the TNA show, one thing that Reg and Kate will always harp on is how good Queen Aminata's been looking. She's strong. She's stiff. And I see it. Yeah. I see it. It is stuff like this that makes me like, so why didn't we have Athena do this for the AEW title? I'm sorry, Tony. I'm sorry. I gotta put my arm away because I'm like, what are we doing? I'm happy for her. Mm-hmm. I am that she's taking Ring of Honor and like, we gonna make it across this finish line if I gotta drag you. I respect it, but this could have been done faster, sooner, better, stronger.
Yeah, and I wonder where this is what it means for Queen Aminata, right? Because if she didn't beat Billy for her championship, now are we supposed to believe that she's going to beat Athena for the championship? Yeah. Like, what's the move? I'm not sure.
And then again, like, if we go back to the Wardlow, Will Hobbs, Athena's also another one who could take, you kind of got a cattle prod. I'm not saying do it. But Athena, like, you can't out-wrestle her, and you're not going to out-fly her. You're not going to out-technical wrestle her. You're not going to out-strike her. What are you going to do to this girl? Like, you cannot knock Athena out. What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm not saying to do it, but, like.
Yeah, no, with her, it's got to be a numbers game. So, like, let's say if Toni Storm wasn't the champion, right? It would be perfect for, like, a Toni Storm because she's got Mariah May. It would need to be somebody who's got someone else to help because even then, we got to remember, Athena technically has Billy and mm-hmm. she kind of has Lexi. So you need someone with two people. And that's just a lot. I don't know where they're going to be picking these people up.
I mean, you've got the whole women's. There's a lot of people, again, going back to Anna Jay, going back to Nyla, going back to Yuka, going back to, I'm trying to think of who is somebody else I haven't seen in like 9,000 years, so I wouldn't be upset to see Red Velvet, you know what I mean? Just tonight. There are ways you get, if we can make a faction for every number, for every color for the men, I'm sure you've got women in the back like, yo, I'm tired of playing ping pong. What's up?
So. Yeah, it's interesting. Someone's like, oh, well, they can't have the titles at the same time. Okay, but we get it. But you got to have them make sense. Like, it needs to make sense. We just need a little bit of a story.
I'm going to be honest with you, and that's a lie, because Eddie Kingston had three titles at one time, and that's our show. Exactly. The Eddie Kingston had three titles at one time, so I hear what you're saying, but use your noodle like it's wrestling. Like, they can all hold the titles.
At the same time.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. This has been the Battle of the Belts Collision Post Show. Iridian, where can the lovely people find you and your work?
Yes, you guys can head over to YouTube and go to Rest Friends. That's WREST Friends. I just posted the WrestleMania vlog talking about the Ring of Honor show that we went to both nights of WrestleMania. I went to WWE World, literally everything I did at WrestleCon. I met Nigel McGuinness, and he called Brian Danielson a clam digger. And then he did a little magic trick. So I was amazed. So check that out. Head over to YouTube and then follow me all over social media at @Iridian_Fiero. Caresta, where can our beautiful fans find you and all of your work?
Ladies and gentlemen, I am mostly here on Fightful. Every Thursday, you find me with TNA and the beautiful Joel Pearl. I almost called him Jutiful. Like, I don't know, beautiful and Joel together in one word. Okay, the beautiful Joel Pearl. We're here every Thursday talking about TNA. And every Saturday, it's me, Iridian, and Rick, who's driving home now. Swerve when he's driving. That's why we kicked him off the program. We don't want him to swerve. Yeah, when he's driving. No swerving. I'm here with you guys on Saturday. You can find me on my personal pages, Cresta Star everywhere, except for Twitter, because Elon Musk is a hater. So it's Cresta the Star, like Megan the Stallion. This has been the Collision Post Show, and we hope you guys have a great night. Thank you so much for tuning in. Fightful Select, subscribe. Don't forget to do so, or else Sean will choke all of you and me. So have a good night, everybody. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.